Blog Talk Radio.
Just Us Youth Organization is on a mission to help eliminate the term at-risk youth by providing STEM, which means science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and entrepreneurship education through programs that encourage positive social development, increase educational opportunities, and economic security via media outlets. Our innovative TV show, Stay Focused Youth, is based on youth interviewing STEM professionals and business owners in their work environment. By becoming a youth, adult, or business member of the Just Us Youth Organization, you can receive discounted products and services from 33web.com. Receive free advertising for your business or organization through our many donation options. Sponsor a student e-portfolio that highlights academic achievement and talent and have your logo displayed on their site as a supporter. As a sponsor, you can be interviewed on Stay Focused Youth TV, and you'll receive recognition and logo placement on our website and social media. We also provide a vehicle safety seminar and workshop along with How to Extend Your Car Life book. If you would like to help our youth stay focused and inspired to become future leaders in the STEM and entrepreneurship field, or if you would like to purchase a How to Extend Your Car Life book, please contact the founder and president, Mr. Jonathan Smith, at 242-423-6539 at 701-639-0190 or email him at jesustv33@gmail.com. Find out how to get involved with a student e-portfolio today. Please visit our website at www.jes-us.org.
All right, family, we're live, just us. Thought about us being able to create economic self-sufficiency. Definitely, we need to start building our reality and putting ourselves in a position where we can overcome any obstacles or anything that comes in our way. Too many times, we definitely get the knowledge on it. We definitely get the comprehension on it, but we never get the demonstration on it. So we definitely have to start demonstrating our thoughts, manifesting, whatever we conceive in our minds, whatever we decide to move forward in our life, and put it in a practical order whereas we can affect a positive, tangible, physical change to better ourselves, our loved ones, and those around us. Definitely today, we're going to be talking on Kanye West. You know, he definitely has some very different change inside his life. You know, we know that it was said allegedly that, you know, he worked really hard and definitely was tired and he was hospitalized and he came out of the hospital, you know, some say he looked a little different, he looked tired still, whatever the case may be. But we're definitely going to be speaking on Kanye West, explaining that I am a God, which he definitely said in one of his interviews. And how can we look at this and take from it? Because everything in life where our consciousness or our mental ability is drawn to, we definitely can take from it to better ourselves. And how do we take from a Kanye West, which can better our life and move us forward? Definitely, he has definitely produced albums and, you know, produced a clothing line, probably many more, you know, very talented young man, to me, very brilliant young man. Her father's approach and wanting to do things herself, you know, wanting to take care of his family, just want to have the best in life like everyone else, you know, not want to just be a follower, but also a leader, to be one who sets a trend as a trendsetter, one who definitely wants to always set his place in history and in stone. So I say, you know, Kanye West is definitely someone who is trying to promote entrepreneurship uniqueness, someone who definitely see where as once you believe it, you can live it. You know, he's a dream chaser, follows his dream, and definitely trying to push towards making things happen. What I'm going to definitely do is, before we get a little deep into it, y'all guys definitely want to call in. You may have any some questions or have any comments, you can definitely call in. And the number is 563-999-3682. That's 563-999-3682. You definitely can be a part of this conversation. I think this is a topic that definitely needs to be explored. You know, a lot of us, when we mention the word God, you know, we run. We run away. We say, let's not question it. Let's not go there. You know, we don't like to really dig deep when it comes down to God. We just like to stay back and wish for the best. But let's really look into that. Let's really understand what is God and why do we even have the name God then? What do it really mean? Because Kanye West definitely spoke on this passionately. I sure definitely offended some people as far as him calling himself, you know, a God. And what I'm going to do, I'm definitely going to play this clip more than once. So I'm going to start playing it right now. He has an interview with this. So stay tight, hang tight. I'm definitely going to play this clip so you have to hear for yourself.
We got this new thing called classism. It's racism's cousin. This is what we do to hold people back. This is what we do. And we got this other thing that's also been working for a long time where you don't have to be racist anymore. It's called self-hate. It works on itself. It's like real estate of racism. Where just like that, when someone comes up and says something like, I am a God, everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was. A God. I just told you. That's who I think I am. Would it have been better if I had a song that said, I am a nigga? Or if I had a song that said, I'm a gangster? Or if I had a song that said, I am a pimp? All those colors and patinas fit better on a person like me, right? But to say you are a God, especially when you got shipped over to the country that you're in and your last name is a slave owner's, how could you say that? How could you have that mentality?
Definitely, as y'all guys just heard, Kanye West talking about being a God. And he also mentioned that one heard him saying it, and he went against him. He said, how could you say that? And he said, you know, I told you who I am, a God. I really, really, really hope that we wake up as a people and start looking at ourselves at a higher scale. Start looking at ourselves as someone greater. Because, see, the way you look at yourself is definitely the way you're going to treat yourself. Once you start looking at yourself as a God, we're not saying you are the most high God. Nobody never said that. Definitely not the most high God. He is not saying he's the most high God. And even one of his songs I'm definitely going to play, he explains that. Where he clearly cleared up on what he is talking about as far as being a God. And I'm going to definitely get your guys hear this all, and I'm not sure if I'm going to play the whole thing, but probably play a part of it where he actually, you know, explained what he meant by being a God, which is very critical towards this topic because a lot of people look at a statement that is said and don't really look into it and what it actually is alluding to. But I'm going to play some of his music, and I'm definitely going to highlight where he explained his role as far as him saying he's a God inside the song.
Hurry up on my damn massage. Hurry up on my damn Minaj. Get the Porsche out the damn garage. God, even though I'm a man of God, my whole life in the hand of God. Y'all better quit playing with God. Soon as they like you, make them unlike you. Just a few laughs, it's so unlike you. The only rapper to pick the Michael. And if you hating that, they gon' fight you.
He is a God, and he said that those actually, you know, play with God. So he's definitely not alluding to him being the Almighty. And as you're going to see, as they continue this clip of him and his music, you'll pretty much have a clear understanding of what he's saying about it.
I just talked to Jesus. He said, what up, Jesus? I said, yeah, I'm chilling. Trying to stack these millions. I know he's the most, but I am a closer. He got the
right, as you heard there, he said he spoke to Jesus. And he said that he knows Jesus is the most high, and he's the close high. In other words, Jesus, he's stating is higher than him. There's a higher being than him. But he also, being a part of that being, is someone as well, too, on the God level. So he's not stating that he is the Almighty God or the Most High God, because he stated there's another deity that is the Most High. I'm going to repeat it again for those who might have missed it.
He said, what?
All right. Now you see there again, he spoke on Jesus being the Most High. So definitely, he's not saying that he's the Most High or he's the Almighty God. But we all are gods. You know, Scripture itself said that ye are gods, Jesus himself said, based on the Old Testament. So he's not saying nothing that is way off. You know, he's definitely expressing himself in the right, proper manner. And I may say, we ourselves have to start doing that. We got to start saying we're gods. And the reason why we got to say we're gods, because it's all about self-motivation as well. Besides really being gods, because as the scriptures say, to create a breathe the breath of life inside of us. So if his breath, to create a breath, is in us, that means we have to be the extension of the Creator. In other words, if the sun sacrifices his energy to keep us alive. So that's what it's doing. It sacrifices its protons to keep us alive, which we call it a sun ray, which is a ray of a sun because it's in a light format. So if that ray leaves that sun and it shines on the earth, do that ray loses its ability to say it was a part, it is a part of the sun because it left? It still has the same energy of the sun. It's just an extension of it now on a lower format because it being in a lower frequency goes into the plant. So now it takes on a body. It comes in a light format, formless with only physical body, but is an energy form with only physical matter or atom body that goes into the plant, which is called photosynthesis, the process that's used for the plant to be able to get the sun ray. So now the sun ray, electricity is inside this plant. So it takes on a body of a plant. So the creator, being all powerful, goes into a human flesh. Actually, the word hue means God. Man is being. So it's God and a being. If you look up the word human, it's two separate words. Hue is God. How do we know? Just like the word hue and he, they're interchangeable. H-E and H-U, interchangeable. And this is where he-man comes from. Whenever he raises that sword as atom, which is the weakest form of man, and he'd be able to get the energy, the electricity. Do you notice that when that sword goes up, electricity runs through that sword into the body of that human, which is the electricity from outside the solar system is coming in, from all the energy of the solar system is coming in, and him, he becomes E-man because he's a God-man. And he also becomes carbon-based. Why is this so important? Because it's the only way to be able to simulate the energy or electricity. You need carbon. That's where melanin comes in. And what is the basic form of melanin? Carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Those are the three gases that allow life to be, which is melanin. Now, get back to the point, family, is that we have to start looking at ourselves as God-man. Where if you're man or woman, I'm talking about both genders, men and women. We are gods. Let's not be afraid. See, this topic, we are being so enslaved. We're being so entrapped in the foolishness of the world that we forgot that our goal to this earth is to learn how to be a God, to learn how to go back in our God state. We are gods already. We just got to remember now. And this is where these schools come and play, the mystery schools. Even the church is supposed to have given you knowledge, but they fall astray. Most pastors want money, and they don't know anyway. They're ignorant themselves. They don't know. Being that the fact of them not knowing, I'm not knocking them. Because if they don't know, they don't know. But we're supposed to always be reminded of who we are. And this is what Kanye West is definitely saying. He's not being rude. He's not being a bad person by sending to God to knock the Most High. But as you clearly heard inside the video, he clearly says that Jesus is the Most High. I'm going to actually play it again for those who probably didn't have a chance to listen. All right, family. If one is called the Most High, if we use our logical thinking, to have a Most High, that means there are different levels. What are you the Most High of?
If the Creator is the Most High, what is he the Most High of? So in other words, we know there are other beings that he perceives and being the Most High of. And this is what I'm talking about, what Carly has mentioned. He means being a God. There is a Most High God over the other gods. And we need to really take back our rightful place, believe in ourselves, and know that we can do it. Because we are gods. There's no doubt about that. Nothing wrong with getting a teaching from another God. Nothing wrong with learning from another God. I'm talking about mine, you know, as we generally state when I say another God. But after getting that comprehension, you should never stay as a slave under another mind teaching. Never. I don't care who it is. You should never stay as a slave. How can you be taught for 20 plus years and still got run back for the same teaching? Are you really serious about your life? How could you be somewhere for over 20 years having the same man yelling and teaching the same thing for 20-something years? Are you really serious about that? Think about that, family. I must listen to a man or a woman teach me the same thing for over 20 years? Something wrong with me. That person is a very good con artist because he is feeding me the same junk for 20-something years. I can't catch on. I call it junk because I can't catch on to it, obviously, because I got here for 20-something years listening to it. Because if I had to catch on to it right away, I never would have been there for 20-something years listening to the same thing. So it got to be a scam artist he's doing or she's doing. Has to be. For me to be feeling like I'm getting something from the same teacher for 27 years, they're scamming me. They're not teaching me to be a leader. They're only teaching me to be a follower. And that's it. And most of these pastors, bishops, reverends, ministers, I don't care what group you're in, all the groups I can say, that not teaching leaders, understand the key word, that not teaching leaders. So I didn't diss all of them. Because I hope all of them ain't just teaching followers. So I said, as not teaching leaders, are scam artists. And when I say leaders, I'm talking about every member in that church should be in some leadership in their life. I ain't saying you teach you one or two leaders and then they help you lead the rest of the slaves. I'm saying every member in that church should not be dependent on the leader for the rest of their life. Should not be. And if that church hovers like that, they're scam artists. They're no different than anybody else. They got to be scamming. Have to be. Because when Jesus was on this earth, he had no slaves. He made fishermen out of men. He's able to make men get other men and turn them into men. So, family, I'm telling you, we definitely have to watch ourselves. And definitely watch out from these people who are on here talking this good game and not allowing us to be the God who we really are. We definitely have to look at ourselves in the mirror and start to be the God who we really are. Jesus said, him and his Father is one. His Father is God. And if he's one with his Father, that makes him God in the flesh. He's not the Almighty, but he represents the Almighty. So he's not the Most High God, meaning he's not over his Father. But he definitely represents the physical part of his Father. And I'm not saying none of us are the Most High God either, but we definitely are gods in the flesh to represent the Most High God. And if you don't get in no teaching like that, if you don't get in someone who willing you to take yourself to the next level, every time you decide to move up in life, you need to check yourself first and then check the teacher who's teaching you. But check yourself first and then check the teacher. I don't care who it is, family. Don't matter who it is.
because we need to get sick and tired of hearing the same thing for 20-plus years, and nothing is happening. We need to start seeing demonstration. We need to start seeing stuff really manifestation, manifesting in our life, manifesting in everyone's life who is actually speaking this game. I'm going to play a clip again for those who probably didn't have a chance to hear it on an interview with Kanye West explaining on him being a God. So those who probably just came in, who just tuned in, got a better understanding on what this show is about.
We got this new thing called classism. It's racism's cousin. This is what we do to hold people back. This is what we do. And we got this other thing that's also been working for a long time, but you don't have to be racist anymore. It's called self-hate. It works on itself. It's like real estate of racism, where just like that, when someone comes up and says something like, I am a God, everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was, a God. I just told you. That's who I think I am. Would it have been better if I had a song that said, I am a nigga? Or if I had a song that said, I'm a gangster? Or if I had a song that said, I am a pimp? All those colors and patinas fit better on a person like me, right? But to say you are a God, especially when you got shipped over to the country that you're in and your last name is a slave owner's, how could you say that? How could you have that mentality?
What a shame, family, how we go against ourselves. What a shame how when one is following the way of Jesus, he came as an example. Master Prophet Muhammad came to raise one. Elijah Muhammad. And I'm going to tell you this. None of those people are over nobody. But they came with a teaching to raise you to become somebody. Be all on the same level. The only person I can say that did not came on the same level was Master Prophet Muhammad, because he came with the wisdom to raise one to raise others. On Elijah Muhammad, who was raised, is our brother. He know he hiding nobody. Jesus wasn't hiding nobody. He was an example for us. Just like on Elijah Muhammad, an example for us that we can do. Jesus himself said we can do greater things than him. So we can do greater than him. What makes us? If we're going to call, some of us are calling Jesus God, but yet we're greater than him. What are we? What are we, family? If Jesus himself said we could do greater things. He spoke great of another human being, saying they can do greater things. So we definitely need to start looking at our self-esteem and definitely start building ourselves up and knowing that we're gods. You know, it's so important that we know who we are. And it's just not by words. It's scientific proven as well that we actually are the deity. Scripture proven as well. Scripture speaks on that those who subscribe to the scripture. It says directly that ye are gods. So, family, I'm telling you, we definitely have to start moving on a God mind state. Let your mind be in a state of God state. Whatever you want to do in life, whatever you want to accomplish, know that you got the will and the power to do it. Know there's nothing, family, that you want to do, you cannot do it. Yes, there's the Most High. Yes, there's an eternal energy that thrives to your body. Yes, there's one that you reveal to, that's hiding you, because there is a Most High. But you are the God on earth. You have dominion over this earth. So anything on this earth, physical, you can definitely accomplish. Definitely accomplish. And finally, one of the keys is that we definitely got to do it together as a unit, not you single yourself out. No man should island on to himself. We definitely, as men and women, do not want to single ourselves out, and let's work as a unit. It's very important to do that because we definitely get more stuff accomplished when we work as one. And this is why you've seen the scripture say that him and the disciples are one, and him and the, Jesus and the Father is one, and Jesus and the disciples is one. So definitely we have to work together as one so our God plan could definitely be accomplished. Family is so important. You know, most people might hear my voice, and this may go over some people's head, but I'm telling you, you are a God. You are a God. You are a God. And anything you want to do in life, God, you can do it. Again, example. If a ray leaves us a sun, we call it a sun ray. Being that that ray came from that sun, it has the same makeup and the components of the sun. They don't make the sun ray less than the sun or the source it came from. It is the source. The ray is the source. It came from the source, so it is the source. But in a lower format, in a lower density. But it is the source. And what happens is when that sun ray hits that plant, there's a process called photosynthesis. And it assimilates into the plant. So the sun ray, which is electricity, which is protons, is now inside a physical body. Just like we are in a physical body. Even scripture saying, God breathed the breath of life into man. The wind, the breath, and it resides in a physical body. So if we came from the Creator, the breath that we have in us is the Creator breath that came from the Creator, who makes us less than the Creator. Because we are a part of the Creator, because we're from the Creator. Finally, we really need to stop being fooled and know that ye are gods. We really need to know that. We came from the Creator, makes us a part of the Creator, which we are a lower density inside the physical body, but we are still God. The Creator is the Most High, because that's the source, but we are part of the source. We were not created separate, but we are from the source. The source did not take a brand new being and create it. We are a part of the source. It's like water in the sea. If we take an empty glass, go in the sea, and dip up some water, do that mean that water in the glass is less than the water in the sea now, since it's in the glass? Because it takes on the physical form of the glass? It's still got the same qualities. It'll make it less. It's less in volume being in the glass. But the quality of it is still the seawater. Still got the nutrients it got, just like the sun ray, and just like us. And this is why, family, we definitely have to say we are God. Okay, we have a caller that has a question. 0344, your mic is open.
Oh, yeah, please.
Please.
Yeah, I had turned in, like you said, you know, I agree. I'm in agreement with what you're saying. You know, like I say, you know, ye, like I said, it says ye are gods. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we have to understand, you know, the power that we have as individuals, you know, to affect change in the world. You know what I'm saying? And to really, you know, heal situations going on in our communities. You know, we have to use our own brain power and our own, how would I say, our own resources to try to solve these issues and get a greater understanding. And like I said, and realizing just the power that we have as individuals is enough for us to be able to lock hold, you know, to identity, you know what I'm saying, and lock hold to something that is greater than us, you know, and not, you know, transgressing the law, you know, not being a stiff-necked and rebellious people, just being God's chosen people and following his statutes, laws, and his commandments so that we can be restored to our rightful place, our rightful leadership, you know, and be a worldly people and a people of respect and admiration and just being a light to the Gentile nations of the earth. So, you know, we just really have to understand our individual power. You know, they say ye are gods, and understand who our rock is, our foundation is, the Father, the, you know, Yah, you know, our Father, and really cleaving to him and really just being a righteous people, just being the people with the potential that we have to be, you know what I'm saying? But appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks a lot, brother. I definitely appreciate the statement that you said. And we definitely have to start moving forward in demonstration. And, you know, and it's good to know information. It's good to have understanding. It's good to have wisdom. But demonstration is the key. Because that's the only way people can know you're real. If you don't demonstrate what you learn, how do we know you learned it? That's the only way to know. From an outsider looking in. Like they say, a lot of people die, and all the knowledge is in the grave. So if no one demonstrates what they do, how could they follow you? Or how could they learn from you to be in the same position as you? So I definitely love, you know, what you're saying as us being more disciplined and following the laws and the rules. Because the part that's actually following that is the physical part. The eternal part inside us is the creator that came from the source. But the physical part definitely helped us to do his passion and be able to align with the creator. So I definitely agree with that, brother. Thank you a lot. Definitely anyone, lines will always be open just in case you want to jump in on the conversation. And those who are listening, you can call in at 914. Right. Actually, let me give another number. You can call in. You get in at 563-999-3682. That's 563-999-3682. And definitely you can give a comment or have a question on this topic, because everything, this is a very powerful, interesting topic where Kanye West definitely raised something in the eyes and ears of people that when we hear things like this, I am a God, we overlook it or we call a person crazy. We don't want to take responsibility on who we are. We're no different than Simba from the Lion King. No different. When Simba was growing up, he did not want to be the king. He just wanted to be this little cuddly lion running around like a little puppy until he was forced to grow up. See, the day is going to come, brothers and sisters, family, when we're going to be forced to be the God who you are. But instead of being forced, one of us just accept our responsibility, accept our role. Let's not be the symbol of today's world. Let's not be that little lion, that little fluffy, sweet little lion growing up, thinking that it has to do nothing but to just be a lion, not realizing it has a whole kingdom to rule, not realizing that, and tell us evil, well, they call it evil, uncle, decides to take over, and now you got to fight for your kingdom. Family is going to come. And, you know, there's something that's definitely been burdening my heart for a little while. And I really think it's time now that we start looking at ourselves for who we are. We won't call ourselves all these different names. Hindu, I won't waste my time naming all the different so-called names we're going to put on ourselves when we do not want to call ourselves by our righteous name, which is God. We don't want to touch that name. Because we're afraid. We're afraid of ourselves. We're no different than the Wizard of Oz. No brain in our head. No heart in our body. And afraid. No courage. Afraid. Afraid of who we really are. But we jump up and down. Oh, I'm from this tribe. I'm from this. I'm from that. What about you being God, brother? You don't want to have that. That's too much for you. Now you're calling on responsibility now. See, running around saying you from this tribe and that tribe is easy to say that. Because you want to say, oh, I'm just a teacher. I don't want to do nothing. I just want to talk. I'm just a talker. It's easy to take that role. Just say the process of being taking that role. It's easy. But when you say you are God, guess what, brother, sister? Now it's time to create. Now it's time to put some work in. Now it's time to take some responsibility for your actions. But we don't want that. That's too much. And when you see another man calling himself a God, we get mad at each other. Like the brother kind of said, we get mad, upset with him. Who are you? The brother said, I told you, man, I'm a God. But yet, you'll be quick to call yourself any African name, any European name, any other name in the book, and we have to accept it. But when one decides to call himself from the source that he came from, because he's a part of the source. So he decided to call himself the title that the source is called, since he's from the source. Now it's a problem. Because people don't like dealing with source or the universal truth. We don't like universal truth as a people. We like personal truths where people make shit up. That's what we like. Oh, it sounds good. But when it comes down to universal truth, where you cannot disprove it. Let me give an example so my family understand what I'm saying. If I live in South Florida, or I live in Texas, and the sun starts to shine at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I walk outside, and I feel that sunray, and my neighbor does the exact same thing, same time, same location, they will feel the sun ray. That sun is going to shine at that location on everybody as I walk outside underneath the heavens, which is the sky. There ain't no spooky stuff that after you die. That is called universal truth. When everyone in the area got 100% experience of it, not a personal experience. But everyone has the same experience, which is universal. We are afraid of these stuff. And I'm telling you, personal truth is crashing.
Universal truth is on the rise. It's time for universal truth to take its proper place and personal truth get put to the side. Because we've been underneath personal truth for too long. We talk about being underneath falsehood. We talk about being underneath the lie, but we don't talk about this personal truth. See, the falsehood, the lies, is all from personal truth. We don't like the source, family. The source is personal truth. That's where I come from. See, when it's universal, and it can be verified, proven, it cannot be falsehood, and it cannot be a lie. Universal don't lie, because everyone experiencing it. And that same geological location. And those who fly from one geological location to the exact same geological location will experience it too. Because, of course, we are, one being a different part of the earth may have a different experience from the sun ray. But if you move from one to the exact same, you will also experience it as well. That is called universal truth. And this is where we're actually heading into. Demonstration. See, universal truth brings in demonstration because you have to demonstrate to know that it's universal because it affects all around the area. And I know my brothers and sisters don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that because now you cannot just run your mouth thinking it is true, I say thinking it is, without being fact-checked. Without putting some work or demonstration to it to know if it's true or not. Most of our brothers and sisters want to do just, oh, yeah, this happened. Yes, that happened. Yes, it's going on. Yes, that's going on. That's all they want to do. They do not want to prove or make sure what they're saying is true. They don't. We're not interested in the truth. We're not. You know, we're talking about black power and white power, Chinese power, whatever power it is. We talk about all this power, but we want to know the universal truth. We don't want it. Until we really want to know. Because, yes, it does start off with information. But demonstration has to follow to make sure the information is correct. And this is why I love it when I see my brothers or sisters start saying they're God. I love it. Because I'm a God. Scripture prove it. So I'm going to say it myself. Oh, I'm a God. And those who are upset about it, and they feel like they're not a God, that's their problem. If I was told that we could do more and greater works, that Jesus himself said we do greater works than him, and we consider him as a God, so who am I? Who can I do greater works than someone who is considered as a God and not be a God myself? How can I be alive today without the energy or the source not being in me? It has to be in me for me to be alive. So I'm considered as a God in the flesh. I know it's hard to hear it from. I know we don't want to be wake up. We don't want our eyes to be open. I know we don't. It's more easier to be inside a little cube like the Matrix and feeding off of imageries in our mind. It's more easier that way. It's more safe. But if you come out of that incubator that you're in the Matrix, and take on the word responsibility. Now the work has begun. We don't want to respond to our ability. We just want to sit back. Let the pastor tell us what to do, how to feel, what to think. Let the ministers tell us what to do, how to feel, what to think. When they get angry, when to be happy. We don't want our own individual mind. We don't. We don't want it. And even if we decide to have a collective mind, we don't demonstrate it. I can't tell if a collective mind is in place without no demonstration. I can't. I don't care how much time you stand up in any building out there, yelling whatever you're yelling, saying whatever you're saying, but yet you don't demonstrate nothing. And I'm not talking about a one-time demonstration, because you're not one-time yelling. You're not one-time standing up in the building. You're doing it all the time. So if you're in there all the time doing it, you should be demonstrating all the time. And if you're only demonstrating part-time, then I know you're a part-time scam artist. Those who only talk a good game and not demonstrating, not creating duplicates of themselves, they're scammers. They're con artists. They're conning the people. The trickery. The people deserve better. The people deserve to know who they are. The people deserve to rise up as a god who they are and stop being a slave mentally and physically and spiritually. Stop it. The time has come. Our people need to be the God who they are. Universal truth has to come up, has to come on the rise. It is here. Demonstration has to take place. Without demonstration, it's not real family. If someone's asking, oh, yeah, I can fly, I'll teach your guys how to fly. You've been in this class for like 20-plus years talking about flying, and nobody flies yet. He never even fly. The teacher never fly. But yeah, y'all talking about they're flying for over 20 years. Like, are you serious? Are you serious? But yet, if you go to a college and you learn your master's degree, your PhD, you leave the college because you learned it. But anything else, when it comes down to a religion or any type of organization, you want to be there for life. And I'm not saying you should not gather together and fellowship, but I'm talking about it's impossible for you to be on the same level for 20-plus years and not being conned by a con artist. See, it don't mean, family, that the person who conning you, intentionally conning you, maybe they don't realize they're doing it because they were taught that way to do it. But that don't make it right. Because you cannot be at a certain level for the same 20-something years and still have the same mentality. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Let's be real here. Let's be real here. Let's be real. You know, I'm going to play this clip again, and I really think I'm going to break down this clip a little more. Section by section, then just playing it straight through. And again, those who definitely want to call in, you can definitely call in at 563-999-3682. That's 563-999-3682. If you have any comments, you can definitely put it inside the chat box. And when you click on the link, you'll notice there's a chat box that comes up to the bottom, so that way you could definitely get your voice heard, at least more your text read and questions answered. Whatever contribute you want to contribute towards this radio show, the Initiative Network. And before I go further, let me play a commercial. I'll take a commercial break, and then we get more into breaking down what Kanye West was saying.
Peace and blessings, family. My name is Pamela Muhammad, and this is the Initiative Radio Network. Our program lineup is as follows. On Sundays at 3 p.m., we have Remnant Peculiar Israelites, hosted by Sister Shamika. On Mondays at 8 p.m., we have Keeping It Live Radio, hosted by Sister Phyllis. On Tuesdays at 8 p.m., we have the Aunt Canary Experience, hosted by Brother Anthony. On Wednesdays at 8 p.m., we have Who Did It To You Roundtable Discussion with yours truly, Pamela Muhammad, Brother Dr. James Jones, and moderated by Brother Maurice Muhammad. On Thursdays at 8 p.m., we have Global Outreach, hosted by Sister Rhonda Michelle. And on Fridays at 9 p.m., we have Just Us Creating Economic Self-Sufficiency, hosted by Brother John. We believe at the Initiative Radio Network that we must create an environment where we can do for self and go to war against anybody who comes against what we decide to build. Trust and believe. We love you, black people, and we are giving our lives to make you free. Truth has come to you.
All right, family, we're definitely back. You definitely can press 1 if you have any questions or comments. Those who decide to call in, again, I will give you the number to call in. Those who want to contribute to the show, it is 563-999-3682. That's 563-999-3682. Definitely can contribute, being a part of the show. You know, like I said, one man is not an island unto himself. We always open the mic for those who definitely just want to say something, you know. Sometimes you may feel that what you got to say is not important. But there are many people out there who need to hear it. So don't ever think saying something is not important. There are many people out there who definitely need to hear it. So we're going to go to show again to Kanye West. Let's get over here. We're going to break this down a little more instead of just playing this virtual. This is very important.
We got this new thing called classism.
All right. He said we got this new thing called classism. Classism. A lot of us love to do this. We look at someone and put them inside a group. We look at someone and put them inside a certain class. We do the most of our people every day. But yet we say we love our people. Yet we say we love our people. Family, we need to wake up. We need to wake up. I'm definitely going to head back on that classism, but I'm going to continue it a little more.
It's racism's cousin. This is what we do to hold people back.
Again, as Kenny is saying, it's racism's cousin. This is what we do to hold people back. Is that brother lying or he telling the truth? Down where he telling the truth? We do it every day. Hold each other back. You know, I'm just sick and tired of it. If you ain't a Christian, you ain't gonna help them, brother. We ain't a Christian. Most of the people are in their groups and they stick in their groups. They stick in their crowds and they hell with the rest of the black race. I don't care what, either you're Muslim,
You could be a Hindu. You could be a, your guys do it. I'm not saying everyone does it. Let me clear it up. But it happens. This separation needs to stop. And let's start becoming gods again. That's who we are. We want to know who we really are with God. How long is it going to take for us to know who we are? Why did Jesus come? Yes, we know he came a little early. We know that. But he came. He came for us to know who we are. Why did Master Farah Muhammad travel from the east to the west? Why did he raise one amongst us? In all this that's happening, we still drop the ball of being a God and put each other in classes again. Classism. It's no different than racism. I'm not going to fall in and say racism, cousin. That's his perspective. But classism do exist. Putting people in groups do exist. Oh, you belong to this. You belong to that. Oh, you're retarded. Oh, you're crazy. We do this to each other every day. But yet we say we love our brothers and sisters. Come on, guys. Stop fooling ourselves. Every day we do it. We definitely need to start working as one again. Being the God of who we really are. That's him. Jesus that came as our Savior. We have to trust in those words. We have to really stop playing with the Most High. How could we go back home to where we came from? And we don't even know who we are. How could the ray return back to the sun? And the sun ray didn't even know it was a part of the sun. How could the seawater return back to the sea if it didn't even know it came from the sea? Brothers and sisters, family, we have to start knowing who we are. And let's stop putting each other in different classes, category, boxes, and groups, and holding each other back. Continue playing the video.
This is what we do. And we got this other thing that's also been working for a long time, but you don't have to be racist anymore. It's called self-hate. It works on itself. It's like real estate of racism.
Brother said, self-hate. How many times we have told ourselves that we hate something about ourselves? How many times that we had a problem with each other as a people? And, you know, it goes a little deeper than what I'm saying. I'm not going to get too deep into it. And, again, anyone that definitely want to contribute, you can always call in. And the number is 563-999-3682. The 563-999-3682. We can definitely leave a comment inside the chat box when you open up the screen to listen in. We definitely will get to you. How can we overcome self-hate?
I say first knowing who you are. See, once you know who you are, now you can appreciate your lineage, where you came from. See, if a sun ray had a personality and do not know it came from the sun, and then look at itself as everything else but a sun ray, it's easy to hit itself. But when it finds, though, that the source it came from is from the sun, then it knows who it is and its purpose of being where it is. And this is where we need to start knowing. The importance of knowing where we came from and who we are determines the purpose of existence. How could you know what is your purpose if you don't know where you came from? See, if a tree do not have the information on being an apple, how would it know to bear apples? But the information that we get from the parent tree, and it knows. So it cannot hit itself when it knows where it came from. Cannot hit itself when it knows where it came from. You want to continue following me with the video?
Where, just like that, when someone comes up and says something like, I am a God, everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was, a God.
It's no different than an apple tree says, I am an apple tree. And because of the disconnection of the other apple trees, they'll say, who you think you are? And the apple tree that's not disconnected from its roots, but I told you, an apple tree. We are from God. God is our source. I mean, we say these things. We know that God is the source. We know that. So it's an acting like it, family. It's a demonstration. If God is our source, that means we came from the source that makes us the God in flesh. If the sun ray sources is the sun, then the sun ray knows it has the ability of the sun. And it can return back to which it came. We just need to know the family.
Thought I was. Oh, God. I just told you. That's who I think I am. Would it have been better if I had a song that said, I am a nigga? Or if I had a song that said, I'm a gangster? Or if I had a song that said, I'm a pimp?
Like the brother said, we'd rather be negative with each other. We definitely rather have something negative. We're not interested in nothing positive. We definitely have to start uplifting each other, family. We have to do it. And the best way to do it is your demonstration. We got to demonstrate. We got to demonstrate. Got to demonstrate. 2017 is coming. 2017 is coming. Let's make 2017 So you have demonstration. Let's make 2017 our year of demonstration. We have to do it. The more we demonstrate, the more we show who we are. The more we able to apply, the more we can breathe life into others. We have to demonstrate our ability, family. We have to take responsibility as the gods who we are. And I'm not talking about no spooky stuff. I'm talking about being the God who we are. Take responsibility of yourself. Take responsibility of your actions. Stop saying you cannot do it. Stop saying it is too hard. Stop saying I will put it off for another day. And let's start demonstrating our God abilities. I know you can do it, family. This is why I'm definitely speaking on this topic, and I want to encourage the gods out there. I know it's hard. I know we inside this form, this human body form. I know we forgot the greatness of who we are, but we are great. I want to encourage each and every one of you. Continue moving forward in life. Definitely, if you have any other questions or comments, you can also inbox on Facebook at Jesus or J-E-S States U.S. We also have a YouTube, Jesus TV, J-E-S States U.S. Space TV 33, so Jesus TV 33. We definitely do interviews on Universal Truth. Those who have any information that's going to be good for all people, not just your certain group or a certain group you want to be able to take advantage of, but it is good for all. We definitely want to always uplift those who are in the community, are doing the work. I want to definitely uplift anyone that's doing that. And this is why these shows are so important, because we need to move with those who actually are demonstrating. Those who are living proof or living testimony on what they actually are talking about. We have too many people only talking, making excuses. Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Why can't I make it? Blame this person. Blame that person. We can't live like that. We need to definitely start moving forward in love and appreciating what needs to be done. I'm going to take another commercial break. Again, those who definitely want to chime in on the show, you can always call in and be a part of this great topic. You know, give your experience, your concern on how you feel about it. Number 563-999-3682. That's 563-999-3682. 82.
Peace and blessings, family. My name is Pamela Muhammad, and this is the Initiative Radio Network. Our program lineup is as follows. On Sundays at 3 p.m., we have Remnant Peculiar Israelites. hosted by Sister Shamika. On Mondays at 8 p.m., we have Keeping It Live Radio, hosted by Sister Phyllis. On Tuesdays at 8 p.m., we have the Aunt Canary Experience, hosted by Brother Anthony. On Wednesdays at 8 p.m., we have Who Did It To You? Roundtable Discussion with yours truly, Pamela Muhammad, Brother Dr. James Jones, and moderated by Brother Maurice Muhammad. On Thursdays at 8 p.m., we have Global Outreach, hosted by Sister Rhonda Michelle. And on Fridays at 9 p.m., we have Just Us Creating Economic Self-Sufficiency, hosted by Brother John. We believe at the Initiative Radio Network that we must create an environment where we can do for self and go to war against anybody who comes against what we decide to build. Trust and believe. We love you, black people, and we are giving our lives to make you free. Truth has come to you.
Just Us Youth Organization is on a mission to help eliminate the term at-risk youth by providing STEM, which means science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and entrepreneurship education through programs that encourage positive social development, increase educational opportunities, and economic security via media outlets. Our innovative TV show, Stay Focused Youth, is based on youth interviewing STEM professionals and business owners in their work environment. By becoming a youth, adult, or business member of the Just Us Youth Organization, you can receive discounted products and services from 33webs.com. Receive free advertising for your business or organization through our many donation options. Sponsor a student e-portfolio that highlights academic achievement and talent, and have your logo displayed on their site as a supporter. As a sponsor, you can be interviewed on Stay Focused Youth TV, and you'll receive recognition and logo placement on our website and social media. We also provide a vehicle safety seminar and workshop, along with How to Extend Your Car Life book. If you would like to help our youth stay focused and inspired to become future leaders in the STEM and entrepreneurship field, or if you would like to purchase a How to Extend Your Car Life book, please contact the founder and president, Mr. Jonathan Smith, at 242-423-6539, at 701-639-0190, or email him at jesustv33@gmail.com. Find out how to get involved with a student e-portfolio today. Please visit our website at www.jes-us.org.
All right, we're back. Definitely going to say again, those who may have any questions or comments, you can always hit one or leave it inside the chat box. I'm going to continue playing this video.
All those colors and patinas fit better on a person like me, right? But to say you are a God, especially when you got shipped over to the country that you're in and your last name is a slave owner's. How could you say that? How could you have that mentality?
Very powerful statement that was said. And we definitely need to start to look into who we are again. I know I keep saying it because it's so important. Again, if a glass of water is taken from the sea, and they do not know it came from the sea, it could be treated as anything. But if it knows it came from the sea, it will be recognized as the seawater, as in that those know who it is. No different on who we are, family. No different. So we definitely have to gain back our power, gain back who we are, and move forward and accomplishing greater things in our lives. Accomplishing things that most people believe that we could not have done, and making the impossible possible. But we are God. We are the ones that create their own world. Nobody else will do it for your family. You have to be the one that creates your world. You're the one that has set out your universe. You are the one that's going to put it in place. Nobody else is going to do that for you, but you. You got to set that motion. If you're looking for other items to come and play and form what you need, you got to set things in motion. You have to. So I'm going to leave you all of it knowing that whatever you put in life is what you get out of life. And the way you see yourself is the way you treat yourself. I want to say peace. I want to thank the family for listening, the brothers that call in, those who definitely participate. And just know that you are God. One love.